You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Detroit has the largest urban incinerator in the country, burning thousands of tons of trash every day. Now its long controversial history has a new chapter. The Great Lakes Environmental Law Center has filed a letter serving notice that it intends to sue the operator of the incinerator, Detroit Renewable Power. Here with more is the executive director of the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center, Nick Schreck. Nick, tell us about the letter. What's at issue here and what are you asking for?
Under the Clean Air Act, a citizens group, so environmental organizations or community organizations, if they want to file a citizen suit lawsuit to enforce the Clean Air Act, they have to provide 60 days notice. And that provides enough time for the agency, in this case the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality or the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, to bring an enforcement action. And what we're seeking to enforce is the Clean Air Act permit that is held by this company that runs the Detroit incinerator, which is the largest waste incinerator in the country and is operating in Detroit and repeatedly violating its air permit for things like particulate matter, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, as well as odor, smell violations. They've been repeatedly violating their permit. And so we had to submit this letter to basically state that we will bring a lawsuit if the state or federal government does not bring an enforcement lawsuit within 60 days.
So you're basically turning up the fire and saying we need to do something.
That's right. I mean, this is a facility that has had repeated odor violations over the past several years. But what's really significant right now are these violations of their Clean Air Act permit itself, which regulates things like particulate matter. In particulate matter, these are the really small, fine particles that get into the air and are very harmful for people with breathing difficulties. And the neighborhood surrounding the incinerator has very high asthma rates, I mean, off the charts compared to the rest of the state of Michigan. And so really, it's really egregious types of violations that need to be taken to account. The incinerator needs to be taken to account and be held responsible for these violations.
Nick, when you say a lot of violations, give us some idea. How many times has the incinerator been cited, either for odor violations or for these emissions?
Sure. So for the odor violations, going back to 2015, they've been cited on 21 separate occasions for odor violations. And this isn't just someone calling and complaining. Our Department of Environmental Quality sends out an investigator, and they actually smell the air. They smell the air and determine that it actually is offensive and violates the standards that are laid out in their permit. And so there's 21 of those odor violations going back to the year 2015. And then there's also 19 separate air emission violations, you know, violating their Clean Air Act. And again, the Clean Air Act permit. And that's, again, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and particulate matter. And, you know, a lot of these violations have been significant. They weren't just a small little blip. So they've been repeated and ongoing violations of their permit.
And you're saying this is just since January of 2015?
Correct.
When we talk about what this facility does, how much trash does this incinerator handle? Do we know by each day?
Yeah, so it's in the thousands of tons. You know, I've seen 2,500 to 3,000 tons of trash that can come in there and be burned on any given day. And one thing that's interesting to point out is that the majority of the trash that is being incinerated at this facility is not from Wayne County. They're importing trash from Oakland County. Over 60% of the trash that's burned actually comes in from Oakland County. There's trash that is imported from other counties as well as other states like Ohio, Illinois, and even from Canada. And so one of the things we point out in our letter is that this facility is importing trash from other counties, but the local community is being burdened with this air pollution and with the odor violations from the facility. And in this community, I should point out, is 87% people of color in the community within a mile of the facility, and 60% of those people live below the federal poverty line. So it's what we call an environmental justice community. That's a community that is a minority population where there's high instances of poverty and folks that are typically not at the table or at the decision-making table, and people that are oftentimes shut out of the process about where these facilities are located and oftentimes have a difficult problem when they try and enforce permits against these facilities. So what we're doing is we're stepping up and saying that DEQ or the EPA must bring an enforcement action, or we will do so after our 60-day clock has run.
Nick, Detroit Renewable Power issued a statement, and in part it said, we have invested approximately $6 million in just the last few years to improve odor management at the facility. In short, we have done our part. Any claim to the contrary would simply be false. What's your response?
they've repeatedly been violating their permit. There's citations, again, going back through, you know, we have over, there's 21 violations for just the odor standard going back to May of 2015. And so, yes, they've made some changes, some operational changes at the facility, but they continue to violate their permit and to have problems. And so it's not enough to say that, yes, we've spent some money. I mean, they need to fix the problem, and these are repeated violations. And again, while the odor is a nuisance and it's significant in the neighborhood, we are very much concerned with the Clean Air Act violations for the particulate matter, carbon monoxide and sulfur dioxide, those harmful pollutants that were illegally emitted from the facility.
What comes next? What do we watch for, Nick?
So now we'll wait and see whether the DEQ or the US EPA does bring an enforcement action. That could take the form of a consent decree or consent order. It could also take the form of, you know, filing suit in court. If that doesn't happen, so 60 days from Tuesday of this week, if that type of enforcement action is not brought by our regulators, then we at the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center have the ability to bring suit. And it's not just us at the center. We're representing multiple organizations, including Detroiters Working for Environmental Justice, the Ecology Center, Michigan Environmental Council, as well as many people that live in the neighborhood. So this is a problem that is really acute for people that live near the facility, but we're also concerned about, you know, the bigger picture impacts to air quality in Southeast Michigan in general.
Nick Schreck is Executive Director of the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center. He's also an Associate Clinical Professor at the Wayne State University School of Law. Nick, thank you for talking with us, and we will keep our eye with you on this as it unfolds.
Thank you so much.
And you can read Detroit Renewable Power's statements in its entirety at michiganradio.org.